This is the Northwest Colorado News. I'm Shannon Lukens. There's a community concern about suicides in Northwest Colorado right now. There have been 5 suicides in the last 12 days. 1 in Oak Creek, 1 in Steamboat Springs, and 3 suicides in Moffat County. Here's Craig Police Chief Mike Cochran.
We have had numerous calls for suicides in our area, and we'd just like everybody to know that we care about our community, and there's help available. All a person needs to do is dial 988, which is the crisis line.
There are 13 suicides so far this year. That's more than all of last year. All men and 1 woman, all with firearms. If you are in crisis, dial 988 or reach out to reps at 970-846-8182. They will help. Please know that people care about you and you aren't alone. The Route County Sheriff's Office is looking for someone who stole some gasoline from the Toponas store in South Route County early Tuesday morning. Sheriff Doug Shearer says it could be a couple thousand dollars worth of diesel fuel. Someone saw it, called it in, then followed the vehicle until sheriff's deputies could get there. The box truck was abandoned up on Gore Pass. The sheriff's office has it, and now they're looking for that driver. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission has approved more than $6 million in motorized trail grants. This is for off-highway vehicles, or OHVs. 59 trail projects are being funded, with 7 of them in Route, Moffat, and Rio Blanco counties. United Way of the Yampa Valley invites the community to an open house from 4 to 6. It's today in the county commissioner's room of the historic Route County Courthouse. Stop by to wish Executive Director Kate Nowak farewell on her retirement and welcome Interim Director Jen Bruin. It's also a celebration of the 1-year United Way of the Yampa Valley merging of Route, Moffat, and Rio Blanco counties. And then Thursday, there's a gathering at the Yampa Building in Craig from 4 to 6. All are invited to a community barbecue. That's today at Steamboat Springs High School, hosted by Alpine Bank. It's out on the front lawn. The event honors educators, local law enforcement, and the fire department. Everybody's invited. It's free from 5 until 7. The Steamboat High School mountain bike team has 29 riders, and they competed in Frisco over the weekend, many in the top 10 in their divisions, with Sydney Seward, Whitney Warnke, and Allie Resnicek making the podium in their categories. The Showdown in the Boat is another statewide high school mountain bike race. It's in Steamboat September 7th and 8th. I'm Shannon Lukens, and that's the news. Read it for yourself at KRAIRadio.com, where the locals go for news.